Hi everyone. So this week I'm going to talk about an interesting topic, and that is why overperformance does not tend to last in any domain. Now it's interesting, I was reading Alex Ferguson's book and he made a very interesting point that most managers will have 2 or 3 years of success and then they'll fade away. So David O'Leary is a typical example, took Leeds to the semi-final of the former Champions League, but he now is in like the third division or something. But even if you think about great managers like the likes of Arsene Wenger, Fabio Capello, even maybe Jose Mourinho, they tend to have 5 years, 10 years, 12 years of really being at the top. And sure, they'll stay at the top in terms of being at top clubs, but very few of them manage to maintain overperformance for, say, 20 years. And that is why Alex Ferguson is considered so great and why Harvard has studied him for in terms of their leadership courses, in that in any domain where it's business, sport, science, investing, it's very difficult to maintain that consistent level of brilliance year in, year out for like 20 years or so. Now, why is that the case and what can this tell us about investing? I think there's 6 or 7 reasons. Number one is complacency. I think that's quite obvious that basically the more people at the top, the more they get complacent. And that leads to number two, which is, of course, other people are going to look at your success. If you're very successful, other people are going to try to copy what you do. So it's going to be harder to maintain your position at the top, especially if you're complacent about your position at the top. Typical example, people might do really well for 5 years, but then they have a family, they have kids, they don't put in as much time into their work, then a young upstart takes your place. Number three is people who are too stuck in their ways. So a lot of people will think what worked yesterday can work today. So a lot of people, for example, get into these silly ideas of saying, oh, well, because clients like to do things face to face, well, they'll only do things face-to-face. Whereas, of course, these days, in all areas of business, many wealthy people and people who don't have much time like to do things on the internet, like to do things by email, if you can do it in the right way. But a lot of people assume that the old ways always work. So you need to be adaptable to the times. And that is especially difficult for people, though, who are very successful, because it's very difficult to tell someone who's had 5, 6, 7, 8 years of incredible success that they need to change their ways. Number four is motivation. It's not completely linked to complacency, but it can be linked, because obviously if you're wealthy, why do you need to push yourself? You know, if you've had 5 years at the top of your game where you're making $500,000, $1 million or millions of dollars a year, you're already financially secure, you might not be motivated to put in as much work as you once did. Now, number five is pride. A great example of this is I was talking to a recruiter and also a real estate agent, and they were making the point how many young people in the industry, they're willing to do things like cold call people, knock on doors, you know, literally and metaphorically, that they're willing to chase. Whereas you imagine if you've got somebody who's already established in a domain, where it's football management, where it's real estate, where it's recruiting or whatever, pride gets in the way. It's not just complacency or motivation, but a lot of people aren't willing to do things which they know are effective. Because let's face it, let's say you've got somebody who already knows that if they have a bad year, they're going to make $150,000. If they have a good year, they might make $1 million. They might not have the willingness or pride might get in the way. They might not like to hear rejection in any sense of the word. Now, number six, also, people, of course, can get fed up of you. A typical example, and why I had Tony Blair in the picture, is Tony Blair. Now, Tony Blair was actually very popular in the UK for a number of years. It wasn't just the first few years, like most politicians. I would say from 97 all the way through to the Iraq War, he was very popular. Then after that, he was still popular among some people, but he never really recovered. But 6 years of overperformance is quite a lot in politics. But, you know, at the end of the day, people do get fed up of you. But however, that leads to number seven, and this is mistakes. Now, there are mistakes and mistakes. Now, obviously, if you make a huge mistake, which most people think Iraq was a huge mistake, that one mistake can affect your whole reputation. The same in business, sometimes the same in sport. You know, I'm sure you know some people personally who had a great run, but then they made one huge mistake with their product or service or whatever. And that's one of the reasons why overperformance doesn't last. And that also leads me on to investing. How does this link to investing? Well, I've seen it time and again where people have had a great run. For example, I met a British person in Cambodia a few years ago who was doing incredibly well with property, but of course his ego grew, so he was more complacent. And what did happened in the end? Well, basically, he made a huge blunder with one of the properties he bought. He put too much into that. And to cut a long story short, he now realizes that even though he had, you know, probably 10, 12, 15, 20 years of overperformance, he would have been better off just putting his money in an index fund or letting somebody else manage his money. Because that one huge mistake, putting too much money into one property project, which was linked to complacency, led to lower returns. Same thing when it comes to pride. A lot of people, if they've had a good 5 years self-investing their money, they have too much pride to ask for a second opinion. They become complacent, they become egotistical, and that links to kind of lower returns. And so it's interesting that anyone listening to this, they should realize that even if they've outperformed the investing market for 2 years, for 5 years, even 10 or 15 years, statistically speaking, the chance that you are going to continue outperforming is very low. And if you're listening to this and you've got your own business, the chance that you are going to continue outperforming is very low. So you've got to prepare for that.